him because he's a red. He may have. What happens when coaches leave like that? The sophomores, they may leave.
We're now recording.
The time is 6:36. The chair will call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. Ms. Davis, could you please call the roll?
Jason Holman.
Present.
Aaron Decker.
Here.
Lloyd Frederick.
Here.
Angie Montero.
Here.
Dan Udo.
Yep.
Anita Johnson. She'll be late. Okay. Jacob Gensler.
Here.
Stephanie Crowe-Villa.
Here.
David Arrington.
Here.
Okay. Are there any citizen comments? You have 5 minutes to address the committee. Seeing no one, citizen comments are closed. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of 11-2012?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Frederick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The minutes are approved. Sorry. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Thank you. I told you, say something. Don't just sit there. Item number four. Resolutions to approve the following county executive appointments. Dr. Michelle Hancock to the Workforce Development Board, Supervisor Rick Dodge, former Supervisor Mike Gable, and Richard Willoughby to the Human Services Board, and Supervisor Rick Dodge to the Commission on Aging.
Can we do one at a time, please?
The only ones I would like to have merged together is Supervisor Dodge's. We'll just do all those at once if that's okay with the rest of the committee. And we'll do each other one individually.
Okay. So take the last two, basically. Separate out Dr. Hancock, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, and is that what you were looking to do, Supervisor? Or?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Do you want to make that? Do we need a motion for that?
No.
Okay.
All right. All right, so we'll take the bottom two first. Is that all right?
Well, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Dr. Hancock to the Workforce Development Board.
I can come and speak on behalf of that if you'd like.
Sure, Ms. Ray.
John Jansen asked me to come because he did not. This resolution is for the appointment of Dr. Michelle Hancock to be on the Workforce Development Board to replace Gary Valenport, who served on the board until his retirement in July of 2012. Dr. Hancock, I believe you're very familiar with her. She is the superintendent of Kenosha Unified School District. And her, it's not a resume, but a summary of her qualifications and accomplishments are included with the resolution. And we would ask that you approve her appointment to the Workforce Development Board. She was unable to attend tonight because she has a school board meeting. She has many night meetings, and she sends her apologies. She has cleared her schedule so she's able to attend the Workforce Development Board meetings, which are held quarterly at 7:30 in the morning at the Workforce Development Center, the Job Center. So with that, I would ask you all to approve her appointment.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second.
Well, personally, I believe this is the second time we had this appointment on the last meeting, and Dr. Hancock did not show up for the meeting. Rescheduled, actually, tonight was almost rescheduled just to accommodate her appointment. And again, she did not make it. So my guess is she's probably a very busy person where she cannot do it, which if that happens, I doubt it. She's going to attend the other meetings and or for whatever reason. So I'm not going to support this nomination and or this appointment, whatever you want to call it. And actually, I encourage everybody in the committee to turn it down.
If I could, I'd like to recognize the presence of Supervisor Anita Johnson, who's just joined us. Ms. Green?
I would like to say that the fact that she's unable to attend tonight has to do with her other evening commitments. She has a lot of evening commitments. The Workforce Development Board meetings are held early in the mornings, and she has cleared her schedule to be able to attend those meetings. I would also ask a clarifying question in terms of, for appointments, do you require everyone to attend in person, or is it, or is this something new that's been started? Because I asked Sharon Davis to go through some of the minutes of appointments in the past, and the same time last year, Dr. Scott Pierce was brought as a candidate for the Workforce Development Board, and he was unable to attend, and he was approved and appointed without his presence. So I just wonder if it's just a matter of her not being here. Is it a question of her qualifications? I simply ask the question.
No, it's just a matter of not being here. It's my understanding. Again, I was not here last year, so I cannot comment on that. But it's been a practice that everybody, unless it's a reappointment, for new appointments, they should be, or I'm not going to use the word require, but they should be attending the meeting. Now, it's not done for a reappointment, but for new appointments, that has been done. And questioning your qualification? No, definitely not. It's just the thing, and I was the one that asked to table this for the next meeting, because, again, just to give her a chance to come back. I would not mind to table one more time, but if we're going to vote whether it's for to approve or reject, I'm going to vote against it.
Supervisor Decker, do you have something? Supervisor Johnson?
I just want to say that I completely agree with Supervisor Nudo. I think that, you know, we rescheduled the appointment. There should at least be some attempt to give us a scheduling option to have the opportunity to ask questions. I know that it was raised at the last meeting that there were questions for her. So, I mean, I don't think we were given any other options. To me, that's kind of a lack of interest in being here.
May I ask a question through the to the chairman of the Kenosha County Board, through you? Okay. I just want, is there something written that each and every person that we appoint has to absolutely be here?
No, there's
that,
not.
That will hold up their appointment?
No, there's not.
I guess my...
If I can respond?
Go ahead.
You're asking me a question. I guess... I'm not going to get into this committee's business and debate the pros and cons of Dr. Hancock, but I do think it is important to create a committee policy on how you're going to do it. So just the thing that Adelaide brought up doesn't happen. You know, I mean, that's my only concern. I certainly think she's qualified. Do I think she should be here? We tried to make it so she was going to be here. This is up to the committee, but I do... to answer your question, I do think there needs to be some type of set policy that the committee can go by. We don't have one on the county board. I've been on various committees that say, oh, you have to be here, and then all of a sudden somebody will come that everybody knows, and, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just something that the committee should do, set a little policy that they feel comfortable with and go with that. But it bothers me to hear that, you know, other in the past, you know, there weren't, you know, somebody didn't show up and they were approved. I mean, that to me, you know, I'd like to see it consistent is all I have to say.
I guess with respect to my other fellow supervisors, I mean, it's not that I feel that Dr. Hancock is above us, but the fact that she is the superintendent of our school district here in Kenosha Unified Schools, she is attending a school board meeting. It's not like she's at home or she's not obligated to another meeting. Sister Adeline has expressed to us that she'll be available for the morning time meetings. It's just one of those situations where she just was not able to be here. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Hancock, once again, and as the superintendent of the schools, it's more important for her to be at the school board meeting, which I know she has to be at, than to be at our meeting. And I understand that completely, because my father served on the school board. They cannot conduct a school board meeting without the superintendent of the schools for the district. So, I mean, there was a conflict in the scheduling, and she's probably more qualified than anyone that we've had. So I'm going to support the resolution. It's business as usual. I will say this, though, we need to be consistent. If we're going to put something together that absolutely positively requires someone to be here physically so that we can ask them questions and things of that nature, then I encourage that and support that we do that in the future. But, I mean, there's something that's been shared with us that in the past we've approved other people, you know, that were qualified to work in these positions. So, I mean, that we're going to have to make a decision. I support the resolution.
Supervisor Frederick and then one more.
Okay. First of all, as I drove past, yes, you can tell that she has that there's meetings going tonight at Unified. And quite honestly, is we couldn't get somebody better to represent Unified on that committee but her to come there and talk about what's going on when it comes to the kids coming out into the community and saying this is what you guys will be facing in the workforce. I mean, what we did last meeting is we did table it, but we tabled it to our meeting night, and the one thing we didn't do was take a look at what and try to contact her and say, let's try to fit it into your schedule where it fit into our schedule. And I think we pass it tonight and then say, look, Dr. Hancock, we really want to actually sit down and talk to you and then make an appointment with her to what fits our schedule and her schedules instead of us just saying it for her. I think we'll be better off in the long run.
I agree with Supervisor Frederick. I think obviously she's qualified, but I want someone from the school district on workforce development. So if there's anything coming down the path where they can get our students ready even for any technical jobs or anything, she's the person to do that. So, and I believe we were offered the option to email her with questions, which we have not acknowledged that. So I support her being able to do this, but I also, if this committee wishes, I would recommend that we arrange for her to be at the next meeting or a meeting that she can come to so we can ask her the questions.
Sure.
I have a possible solution. I'm not going to get into your debate about pros and cons, whether you accept her, but how often does workforce development meet?
They meet quarterly. So the last meeting of the year is next Thursday, December 13th. At 7:30 a.m.
They only meet quarterly?
Quarterly,
okay.
Yes.
Maybe approve her and have a report back to the committee after the first two meetings and see if she attended. I mean, that's really the ultimate question of what's being raised here, I think, is her attendance. So if she's not going to attend, then that's a way to have it brought back to the committee. Just a suggestion.
I do want to make the committee aware that we did not ask Chancellor Ford to be here, and we just passed her nomination through committee without objection. And school board is meeting tonight. In fact, I pulled up their agenda: 5:30, audit, budget, and finance; 6:00, joint planning, facilities, equipment, personnel policy, and curriculum program; 6:30 p.m., personnel policy; 6:45, curriculum and program committee meeting. So. And they meet frequently on Tuesdays. And if I recall, this meeting was moved because the 18th was our holiday party, and then the week following that is Christmas. And so to try to get what little business there is here at the end of this year done for this committee, we had it on this day. And the question was raised as to whether or not that would work for Dr. Hancock or not. We weren't certain, but she was not the reason that we moved it. And so I just want to make sure that folks are clear on that.
And I believe the school board, Tuesdays of every month.
And there's a number of school board members that have said they would love to attend a county board meeting, but they can't because they're there. And it's also difficult for us to get over there. I know I've tried a couple of times and been successful occasionally, but not as often as I like because we're doing things here while they're doing stuff over there. What is the pleasure of the committee? Yes.
Call the question.
Second.
Question has been called by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Arrington. So motion to close debate. All in favor?
Aye.
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 You.
It's us.
Aye.
Just jump in.
Am I so big you can't see around?
How about if we lean forward a little bit?
You're supposed to ask them first.
Who's the governor?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. No.
Okay. No to Supervisor Noto. Voted no. Chair votes aye. Question has been called. Yes to approve.
Roll call.
Yes.
Point of clarification, what is the motion on the floor?
It's to confirm Supervisor.
Okay. It was moved that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Can you have you do the roll call first?
You go first. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Youth and governance can go first.
Okay. Jacob?
Aye.
Aye.
Stephanie? Aaron Decker?
Aye.
Okay. Boyd Frederick?
Aye.
Angie Montemiro?
Aye.
Gabe Mudo?
No.
Johnson?
No.
David Arrington?
Yep.
Okay. Ayes have it.
Thank you. She is confirmed. On to the other two, three appointments, Supervisor Rick Dodge, Mike Gable, and Richard Willoughby. Taking those together.
Let's do that separately.
Is there any objection to doing those separately?
No.
Okay. Supervisor Rick Dodge, Mike Gable, and Richard Willoughby to the Human Services Board.
Okay. We'll take Mike first.
Okay. Mr. Gable, you're up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I get abused because I'm here.
Anytime we can.
If that's what you like to call it. Are there any questions for the former supervisor?
I don't know.
Two things. Number one, why do you wish to do it? And two, what's your qualifications?
Well, human service has been a passion of mine for years. I served on the Human Services Committee when I was a supervisor. I think it's an important part of the county. Take care of the human services here, take care of the neediest in the community. Qualifications, I served on the United Way Board up in Racine for about 8 years. And I served on the Human Services Board for the last couple of years. I'm on Suicide Prevention and Mental Health A or whatever it is committee.
Mike Gable is a reappointment to the Human Services Board. He's a current member of the board.
Okay.
I'm
second.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Noto, second by Supervisor Arrington. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
I didn't give you both.
Mike, would it feel better if I considered it?
So now was that all three at once? Or was
no, that was just one, because each resolution is separate.
Okay, all right. Supervisor Dodge.
Hello.
Good evening. Are there any questions for Supervisor Dodge while he is present?
I'd like to make one comment about Supervisor Dodge, and I didn't plan this coming in, but in the 4 years that I've been here, no county board supervisor has attended more meetings than Supervisor Dodge. I'll just throw that out there.
Glutton for punishment. Right?
You are at everything.
I try to attend every meeting so I have a good understanding of what's going on. As far as experience, I've worked a lot with veterans and their needs. Past alderman, past labor representative, worked with people, a lot of work with members in the past. So. I appreciate your support.
Motion to approve.
Actually, I'll make a motion to. Now, how much is Supervisor Dodge? He's going for the Human Services Board, the Steering Committee, the co-chair. Is that it?
No, there's one more.
And
the
one more.
Commission on Aging.
I say we take all three at once and vote on all three.
No. It's just two now.
Just two?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was asking. I thought it was three, but then
so the Human Services Board and the Commission on Aging, and then he's up again, but that's a different resolution.
Okay. I'll say do both to approve Supervisor Dodge.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Nudo.
I just have a question. I think it's wonderful. And when these meet, you have time for?
I'm retired.
So, but I mean, they don't conflict.
I didn't see the conflict.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Thank you. That's the only question, since you are at all of them. Thank you for doing that.
You think governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Thank you.
After that. Richard Willoughby to the Human Services Board.
I can speak to disqualifications if that, it is a reappointment. Richard Willoughby has been a consistent member of the Human Services Board for several years, and he had been involved in development of disability services and advising the division before we merged the Division of Aging with Disability Services. He was very active on the committee and actually still is also has served on our Resource Center Board. He is very asks a lot of questions at the meetings and challenges us to do our best.
Supervisor Beck.
And his attendance?
Excellent.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Becker, second by Supervisor Arrington. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It is approved. Approved. Confirmed. Resolution number 5, to approve the County Board Chair appointment of Supervisor Rick Dodge to serve as co-chair on the Healthy People Kenosha County 2020 Steering Committee. Supervisor Dodge, you are up again.
Well, since we already heard from him before,
can we just do a motion to approve? Second.
Motion by Supervisor Nudo, second by Supervisor Johnson, unless there's something you'd like to add.
We don't want to listen to him. We could use a little work on the Healthy People part, you know, so I'll fit right in.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much again.
Agenda item 6, such other business is authorized by law. I don't believe there is any.
I just want to mention how I emailed everybody the meeting dates for 2013 so you could get them on your calendars. Okay.
Any committee member comments?
Just want to wish everyone a happy holidays if I can get opportunity to wish you a happy holidays. Enjoy your families and may God bless you and keep you. You know, look forward to 2013. Amen.
I have one at the start of this year. He got an email from me about sort of some things to take a look at for 2012. There may be one with regards to 2013. I don't know yet. Got to sit down with my own head and figure out what that looks like. So just sort of keep an eye out. Don't jump on it, just keep an eye out. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Nudo, second by Supervisor Decker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
That was cool.
I'll tell you what.
I made it here.
I'm really yeah. You know what, man? I don't have to shop for the kids.
I think it would be a...
Want to all of them
make
your name. They're all gift card kids now. You know, I used to enjoy that Toys R Us thing, man. Nobody is young anymore. My son's 18, my daughter's 16, Isaiah's 12. Isaiah wants 2 video games, Black Ops and basketball. And my daughter wants gift cards, and my son wants a car, but I told him the army's waiting. I said,